This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to Varsity Basketball 2017. We are live at the Motorpoint Arena for the second time this year and hopefully in better circumstances, having been here for ice hockey just over a month ago and losing to Nottingham Trent. I'm James Baggs and I'm joined by Joe Tanner as we're going to take you through the two basketball fixtures we have today, Joe.
Yes, Basketball Varsity, an absolute staple in the Nottingham Varsity series. We're embarking on the, midway through the second half of the Nottingham Varsity Series 2017. The crowds, they're teeming in here at the Motorpoint Arena. The players have been warming up courtside and on court, ready for these two eagerly anticipated clashes between the University of Nottingham and Nottingham Trent.
It's been at least 6 or 7 years since we've lost this fixture. Really expecting another victory there. And then 8 o'clock, where the men's fixture is going to take place, where we need to win it back. They will be out for revenge, won't they, Joe?
Yes, they really will. That was such an agonising defeat last year in the last minute, that 74-76 loss to Nottingham Trent here at the Motorpoint Arena. The University of Nottingham will be hurting from that. They'll be wanting revenge going into the match in very, very good form off the back of a very good Bucks season. But Trent are no pushovers and they'll be hoping for a big performance today. But both teams and both squads, really, Trent and the University of Nottingham in the men's and the women's, look very, very competitive going into this fixture.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's going to be quite the spectacle for what could be 7,000 fans today, Joe. It's a 7,000 capacity stadium, but it's never sold out for this fixture. But this year, it's been threatening to. They've only got a couple hundred tickets left.
It is going to be a lot closer, yes. Both of these teams go into this match in very, very competitive form. Both the University of Nottingham and Nottingham Trent are finished first and second respectively in their Bucks season. The University of Nottingham accumulated 9 wins with only 1 defeat all season. They're of course the team of the year from the University of Nottingham. They've also got the Sports Woman of the Year, Eleanor Bishop, the president of the University of Nottingham basketball side. Trent as well, although the University of Nottingham have beaten them this season in the Bucks leagues, they are very, very competitive. They've accumulated 7 wins themselves this season and finished second, just 6 points behind the leaders, the Green and Gold, in Midlands 1A in Bucks. So going on the basis of that form, it's going to be a very, very tight affair.
Yeah, but form, as they say, goes out the window, to use a very overused cliche in sport and in varsity as well, because last year we had the form in the men's basketball. We had the strength, we had the quality. We didn't get the result. We ended up losing in the end. It was 76-74. Incredible, incredible match, and I think it has contributed to the fact that we're going to sell out or potentially sell out today.
Definitely. Just looking at our starting lineups, we've got Rachel Byrne, number 8, Ellie Bishop, number 9, Gabby Bronson starting, Millie Crouch is starting as well for us, and just about to tip off, and we've tipped off, and Trent win the tip off with McLean passing over Trent in the University half, just outside the D at the moment. And number 8 takes a shot. She misses the three-pointer, and this is a perfect chance for University of Nottingham to break as Gabby Bronson brings the ball forward. She's on the three-point line, moves into the paint, has a shot for the 2 points, and Uni score the first points of Varsity Basketball.
That was absolutely fantastic there. Yes, of course, Nottingham University in this first quarter, playing from left to right as we look at it. It's going to be a very, very close one. And I mean, we've got 2 international American transfers who've come to the University of Nottingham side, so hopefully they can put in a shift today.
Definitely. Right, Trent attacking, goes for the 3. Swish, it's all net. Vicky Gray with 3 points for Trent. And the lead is reassigned to Trent as Uni start off from left, moving into right as they cross over the halfway line into the Trent half. Who's this on the ball? Passing it slick with the cut. Ellie Bishop passes to Gabby Bronson, passes it out to the other side. It's a 3-point attempt. It's hit the rim. It is Ellie Bishop again, looking to set something up. Here she is on the edge of the 3-point line into... unlucky. That was Ori Amadi there. Went for the shot, but it was very well blocked by Trent, and they get to regroup from the back, just moving right to left. A slow build up here. They definitely like this left-hand side of the court, Jack.
Yeah, it definitely looks as if they prefer this near side. They are also going for a lot of shots from three-point range. It looks as if that might be their go-to strategy for this first quarter, trying to get, obviously getting more points per shot is very, very key in basketball, but you know, it only really matters when you can sink them, and at the moment Trent are failing to do that. And now Nottingham University have the ball on this near side in the corner, cuts down the baseline, and she gets fouled.
So that's going to be a free throw.
It's going to be two free throws
for
Ori Amadi, out number six.
Right, let's see what she can do with these two free throws, the first free throws of Varsity 2017. And hopefully this will take the University of Nottingham into the lead as she lines up there. She has her first shot, all net, not a doubt at all. And the University draw level 5-5. This is for 6-5, however. A hush descends on the Motorpoint Arena. She's hit the rim. She's hit the rim four times and the backboard. It sinks, however. UON 6, Trent 5, and University of Nottingham restore their lead as Trent move forward onto the far side of the court there, looking to regain the lead with a three-point attack, and they do it. What a shot by McLean there. Restores Trent's lead 8-6 again, and the University have got it all to do. Uni on this near side, powering. It's Ellie Bishop with the layup. Unfortunately, hits the backboard and goes out, but Uni have still got it as Rachel Byrne tries to find a way. Khan passes out to the three-point line, and it's a buzzer beater from that. What from Ori Amadi. What a three-pointer just on the shot clock there. And University of Nottingham extend their lead to 14 points to 8 as Trent's attempt misses, and University of Nottingham back on the attack. It's that girl again. It's Gabby Bronson setting up the attack for a three-point attempt. Just hits the rim there from Carlotta De Mergelina. And, however, Trent not paying attention. University sneak in, get a cheeky two-pointer with 8.5 minutes gone, and it's 16-8.
I mean, whatever Andrea Congreve, the women's coach, said during that first timeout seems to have worked. You know, they've got the double the score of Trent at the moment. Trent, I think University of Nottingham, 5 or 6 unanswered points at the moment. Nottingham Trent maybe just rushing things a bit much. And I think Ori Amadi's played a key role so far, as well as Gabby Brunson. And of course, Eleanor Bishop is having a crucial role. So I think all of the women know just exactly what they need to do to get through this. And, you know, they're executing their plan A perfectly at the moment.
Lines the basket up, shoots, and it goes in off the back of the rim. So that makes UON 19, Trent 9, as Barisa lines up her second, just spinning the ball in her hands, bouncing it confidently on the floor. She goes again. There's a bit of backspin. Unfortunately, it's hit the backboard. It doesn't go in. The score remains at UON 19, Trent 9, and UON are on the break again with Gabby Bronson passing it out to the far side on the three-point line. Byrne pushing in to the centre, but UON can't find a way through. Even Bishop has tried to lay up there, but unfortunately amounts to nothing, and Trent can counter-attempt with 5 seconds to go in this quarter. What will happen? She goes for the buzzer beater. She's hit the rim. End of the first quarter. University of Nottingham 19, Trent 9. The very tall Samoy, I think she's the University of Nottingham's tallest player, misses, unfortunately, her first throw, and she lines up the second. And she's missed that as well, and the score remains 28-25 as Shannon Adams for Trent brings it out for Barisa. Barisa looking to play to McLean. McLean organising her team with the ball in her hand as they look for a two-point. It's McLean with the three, and she makes it. That levels the scores. It's Trent 28, UON 28, with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, as University of Nottingham, with a two-point attempt, there are cries from the audience. What was that from nowhere, from right on the far sideline? Trent with a three-pointer. They're in the lead now. That's Vicky Gray. She's been in the points already. Now here's Ellie Byrne, powering through into the paint, but doesn't get it. Out to Bishop, looking for a three-pointer from the centre. Doesn't get it either. University have lost their hot hands that they had before, and now it's a Jess Steele for Trent, passing it out to McLean. Now they're on their near side again. Vicky Gray looking to passing it into Camille Barisha. Goes for the two, misses it. However, she is fouled.
I've got to say as well, I've been very impressed by the Trent player McLean so far. You know, she's been nailing it from downtown in the three-point range, and it's been absolutely sensational from Trent. You know, they've got themselves a three-point lead, these two to make it five. And, yeah, I don't know what's happened to the UON team after the first quarter, because we came out all guns blazing. We started the second quarter well, and, Trent at the moment on, an unanswered point run. So hopefully University of Nottingham can grab a couple back here.
Well, in this last 30 seconds of the second quarter, the University of Nottingham will be without Gabby Bronson, as she is on the bench. Now, here are Trent looking for the three-pointer as the clock starts ticking down here. They lose the ball. McLean tries to pass it out to the near side, but Jess Steele for Trent, miscontrolling it, and it goes out on the near side. And here's Amadi looking to build from the back to Burn as she moves in this near side over the halfway line to Bishop. Bishop back to Amadi. Amadi to the far side to Samoy. Samoy powering in to the paint. Now out to Bishop. Some lovely interlink. What a 3 points. How important will that be? Lovely play from the University of Nottingham. Trent did not know how to follow it. 3 seconds to go. What can Trent do? The gap's only 1 point. McLean goes for the three. She misses it. Does not get the buzzer beater. End of the second quarter. Trent 32, University of Nottingham 31. What did you think of the first two quarters?
I'm very surprised, to be honest. I thought Uni would be smashing this one, especially after the season they've had. They're coached very well by Andrew, who's an ex-WNBA player, ex-GB international, and they won National League Division 2. They got Coach of the Year, they got MVP of the Year, and I'm really surprised it's so close. But we'll see. I think tiredness will probably come into it, and I think you'll probably see Uni stretch their legs a bit in the second half.
Well, you would have thought that Trent, with the slightly taller team, might have an advantage with the jump balls. Oh, as Gabby Bronson finds Demergelina. Oh, and
great work.
Burn sinks the 3 points from this near side, and the University of Nottingham move into the lead by 2 points. It's 34-32, and that is the first score of this quarter.
Unbelievable. Great movement. Yeah, she had a nice little shot there, but she really forced the ball out for the open three. It was a really, really good move.
And we've got a three-point attempt by McLean there. Doesn't get it, and it's a fast break here. Gabby Bronson.
Three on one.
Will she lay up to her teammate? She doesn't. She misses. She misses again, the second two-point attempt. Pass it out. 3 points from Bishop. Will it go in? Misses as well. That's four in a row. Oh, University of Nottingham playing with the adrenaline in all of the crowd here.
That was a really poor offense. She had a three on one, and she tried to take it herself, unfortunately. Had two girls right under the basket, wide open.
Jess Steele coming on for Vicky Gray, who's been a great point scorer. Hopefully that will work out in the University of Nottingham's favour, as Byrne passes it long backwards to Bronson, gets it back, has a shot from the edge of the D, makes it. 3 points, all net there from Ellie Byrne. And it's UON 37, Trent 32. Normalcy is restored, one might hope.
Well, you'd hope so. I mean, was it Ellie that just hit that three?
Yeah.
And she's hit all the points in this quarter by both teams, insane. That commentator's curse.
As 3 points again in quick succession from Trent this time. Takes the lead, cuts the lead back to 2 points. A speculative layup there by Byrne, but she was fouled in the process and will get the two free throws. Oh no! We thought it was all in. It's a reverse layup by Byrne. Doesn't get it. Samoy again. Byrne again now goes for a 3-point from the centre. And what? What a 3-pointer! What will that mean? Extending the lead to 9 points here. University of Nottingham in the ascendancy, and that confirmed by Trent calling a timeout.
That was a crucial three there. After missing a wide open layup, that can really get the team down. So to gather the rebound and hit that three was a dagger. You know, 9 points is a hell of a lot more than 6 points. So great job. Important timeout for Trent now to try and just gain a bit of composure.
pass to Samoy with the three-point attempt comes to nothing. Bronson Auerfer runs like lightning round to the far side, picks it up, passes it to Mergelina, goes for the pass inside to Bishop, doesn't come to anything, and it's Trent with a fast breakaway. It's Charlotte Koning trying to find De Silva, going for the two-point. Can she make it? She can! The lead is only three for the University of Nottingham, 48-45. Action there, very elegant, but comes to nothing as it bounces off the intersection of the rim and the backboard. Here's her second attempt as she just jogs on the spot, lines up the ball. Oh, and it's come off the same bit again. That's two zeros there for Trent as a University attack on this near side through Bronson. Bronson powering through. It's great a two job. Plus one. Well done. Amazing play by Bronson as she secures the extra bonus free throw after a two-point layup. Can she extend the lead? It's 50 points to 45. It's a very close game. With just under 6 minutes to go in this final period of Varsity 2017 in the ladies' basketball. Trent fans, however, not giving up, making all the noise as De Silva tries to second, but here's the University of Nottingham on the break. Will it be Gabby Bronson? Oh, 2 points, easy as you like. Faints, sends the Trent player the wrong way, and it's 55-45 with 5.5 to go. 10 points in it. Again, Trent intercepted. Samoy doing the defensive groundwork there, and it's De Mergelina there looking for a three-point attempt on the edge. Will it be Bishop with the three? She says no. She passes out to Bronson. Bronson also says no for the three. Into the paint for the two. Doesn't get it. Gets knocked out behind, and it will be a University of Nottingham ball here from the end line to keep the pressure up. 5.4 seconds to go in this final quarter. UON 62, Trent 56. Trent need a basket, and they need one out. It's a miscontrol. Gabby Bronson takes no prisoners. She just holds it. Time's out. University of Nottingham have won the Women's Basketball Varsity 2017, 62-56. It was a lot closer in the end, but we've got that varsity point secure. Amazing scenes here at the Motorpoint Arena, and let's hope the men can emulate their success. Back to the studio.
You can try all you want, Trent, but you're not taking on this team. 6 years in a row, we have bested you. 6 years in a row, we have bossed you. And 6 years in a row, we have beaten you. It was a commanding performance, and it was closely contested, but there was no doubting this side. Once again, the women have shown the men how it's done. Now it's up to them to bring this varsity series home tonight, Joe.
Yes, a fantastic win there from the University of Nottingham, 62-56 here in the Motorpoint Arena. Eleanor Bishop answering the prayers of the green and gold faithful here.
And I think we now have Jack courtside. Jack?
Hi, we are joined with Ellie Bronson. How does it feel to win?
Amazing! So relieved, made court work of it tonight.
Yeah, it was a very close match. Was that tougher than you expected?
I guess a bit, but we knew how good Trent were. They've beaten us once this year, so we were expecting a tough game.
How did the crowd help you through the game today?
The crowd were brilliant, best crowd we've ever had, so they definitely pulled us through when it was tough.
And at half-time, you were actually losing. What did your coach say at half-time to motivate you?
She just said, get back to what we were doing best. We started the game really well, won the first quarter. So we just had to, I think, get rid of the nerves and get doing to what we're good at.
And for you personally, how does this round up the year?
Oh, brilliant. This year couldn't have gone better, really. Feels surreal. We've had some really good results this year.
And finally, can we have a prediction for the men's game?
Oh, it's going to be very close, I think. Both teams are in good form. I'm going to say UON win by 5.
Yeah. And now we are joined courtside by Lauren Herrier, who is with Jack and Harry.
Hi, guys. Thanks. Lauren, how's the game for you?
Really good. It's exactly what you want to see from a varsity match, just end-to-end action constantly. Before the game, the girls like, it's going to be close. We had the edge on Trent in the league, but the fans were behind the crowd, were behind the team so much. The end was incredible.
Yeah, how much did it help in that final quarter when people started flooding in? It really did help the atmosphere.
Definitely, and I think Definitely on our side, I think it's the same for Trent. The men's basketball club are really getting the crowd going, getting the basketball chance going. I think it made a lot of difference.
How do you think the men's game's going to go then? Now we're halfway through.
I'm not sure. I think two strong teams again. We might just edge it. I do not know on this one, to be honest. I think you got to watch the live streams are going now. You got to be here in the arena to see it.
So for you personally as well, you're handing over to Adam next year and we've almost secured the varsity. How much does that mean to you personally?
It means so much. And I think as well, it's been so close this series. Ones where the netball's a prime example. We going out probably the underdogs, we won it there. And I think it's that back and forth where you're never sure any of the fixtures are going to go. And going into this half of the series, I was nervous we might lose this year, which now is a bit more secure. It seems like a good thing because it means that it's exactly what you want from varsity series. You've got to watch, you've got to see, you've got to follow the action and get behind the teams to make that difference to get us to win it and to keep it again for a sixth year. Amazing.
This is URN Sport.